Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
Upper Arlington is a stone throw from the Ohio State University campus, but when the Thompson brothers were thinking of like a new development, that's not what they had in mind 100 years ago. Upper Arlington was founded by brothers King and Ben Thompson, who purchased the original 840 acres from James Miller in 1913. The country club development in Kansas City, Missouri was the inspiration for their idea for a new community. A developer from New York, William Pitkin Jr., had an idea that involved curved streets rather than like a normal grid-like pattern. Years later, the East Columbus neighborhood of Berwick would use such a pattern for the development of their neighborhood. But the original name that was considered for Upper Arlington by King Thompson was the Country Club District. In 1917, the community had taken a different name. Marble Cliff, which was located to the immediate south of Upper Arlington, was named Arlington at the time, thus leading to the term Upper Arlington, which stuck. However, there is a town named Arlington near Findlay, which still exists to this very day. The United States Post Office, to clear up any confusion, insisted that the Franklin County community change its name, which they did, and the residents renamed their community from Arlington to Marble Cliff. However, Upper Arlington still stuck. During the Great War, also known as World War I, 8,000 National Guard troops used the development site as a training camp, known as Camp Willis, and destroyed much of the initial work of the Upper Arlington Company. Work soon resumed, and in March 1918, the village of Upper Arlington was incorporated, with a population of 20. James T. Miller served as the very first mayor of Upper Arlington. In 1941, Upper Arlington became a city. The Mallway Business District was constructed in the 1920s, which included offices for professionals and retail businesses along Arlington Avenue. And the 1920s started a 50-year trend of population growth in Upper Arlington, which peaked at around 38,000 in the early 1970s. Today, each year, Upper Arlington hosts a juried Labor Day Arts Festival in Northam Park, as well as a 4th of July celebration, which includes a parade and fireworks, as well as the morning calls, which are reminiscent of the ride of Paul Revere. Most of the old historic district is part of the National Register of Historic Places.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!